Music Ray Gun, and I am Paul.
And I am Kirk.
And Kirk.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I am well, Paul. You?
I'm pleased by your good grammar.
Yes, thank you. Work hard.
Yeah. And also your simple answer and not actually telling me, like, in depth how you are.
Because who gives a fuck?
Because we're Americans. That's just how we say hi.
Exactly.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
We don't actually want to know.
Yeah.
I know Europeans are always thrown by that. Americans are always asking how you're doing. We're not really.
Yeah. Also, fuck Europeans.
No.
I mean, no, I love Europeans. That's wrong.
Also, you're going to Europe in like a week, so you better shape up.
That's right. They're
going
to get me.
Before you ship out.
That's exactly right.
You're going by ship. That's interesting.
I wish.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't wish.
I recently was on a boat.
Yeah. You saw animals.
I did, yeah, but that's not music related, no. So we're not going to talk about it here. People are just going to have to wonder.
It's to go to our animal pod.
It was a pod of dolphins that I saw.
Segway.
Kirk!
Yes?
I recently solved a personal musical mystery that has been bothering me for a decade.
A full 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally since 2014.
Did this revelation happen in the past couple of weeks?
Yes, it did.
All right.
Last week it happened.
Oh, okay. Recent.
And it just, this isn't really going to interest anybody, but we need content. So
yeah.
I just wanted to talk about it. So the mystery is simply that this song that I was listening to a lot 10 years ago, because it came out 10 years ago, was reminding me of another song.
Okay.
And I couldn't place it.
All right.
And I never figured it out. And then, like a week ago, I heard the song that it was reminding me of, okay. And I went, that's it! That's what it was!
You heard the original source.
Yes.
Okay.
The song that I was listening to a lot that came out in 2014, it wasn't a hit or anything. I think I found it on Stereo Gum or some music blog at the time. It was by a band called Purling Hiss. And the song is called Learning Slowly.
This is all very Paul.
Yeah. So I'm going to play the opening, because it's just the opening bars of each. And I put this on a playlist, and I listened to it like all summer long in 2014.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it, but the whole time I was like,
Purling Hiss.
Purling Hiss. I was like, I can't place it. What am I hearing? So this is how that goes.
Power pop.
Yeah. Right? It's just fuzzy guitars.
I really don't hate that.
No, it's good, yeah. But this is the part where I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Where have I heard something like that before? So that's the part that was killing me.
Okay.
And I never placed it.
10 years go by.
And it turns out that it's from... The song that it reminded me was a single, but it wasn't a hit single. And I always thought of it as an album cut.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I researched this segment that I saw, oh, it was actually the second single from this band's debut album.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd only heard it maybe a couple times years ago when I listened to this album start to finish a handful of times.
Yeah.
And I never really thought about it again, which is why I couldn't place it. And then last week, I happened to play that album again, and I heard it. So close your eyes. I'm going to play it.
Okay.
The Purling Hiss song is from 2014. This is from 1981.
Okay. Wow, it sounds exactly the same. Just if I know this, though.
Yeah. Did you ever hear it before?
It sounds familiar, but I know it's because I just heard the song.
And the bass even drops at like the same point after a couple of bars.
This is like a straight up ripoff.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do. It's Eurythmics.
Oh, shit!
This is the second single off of Eurythmics' debut album, In the Garden.
Oh, I mean, that's pre-Sweet Dreams.
Oh, yeah. This is Belinda. Is the name of the song. Yeah.
This is pretty good too. Well, yeah, it's the exact same fucking shit.
I mean, it's very similar.
The exact same. I'm wondering if like there were some lawsuits.
No, I mean, I don't think Perling has made enough of an impact to. Plus, it's one of those, you know, it's that little bitty change.
Yeah, it's just. It's that din 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 din. Both I like.
Yeah, and then.
It's not the same. We changed it up.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah. But you can't imagine, like, how when I played that and heard it, how instantly I made the connection and just relief.
Did you just like...
Just like a tidal wave over me.
The
like,
burden has been lifted.
Yeah, it was like I'd been constipated for 10 years.
Here's the funniest part. The burden has been lifted. And I can even feel that burden lifted, like if that had been me.
Yeah.
But it's a burden that's so inconsequential in life that you're... But still, you're like, I can breathe again.
Yeah, when something's like just on the tip of your tongue, but then you never get it. You never have that moment. Yeah. I had it after 10 years.
Like you had 10 years of hiccups and all of
obviously,
a sudden,
I wasn't thinking of, about it that whole 10 years, but still.
What if you were? Like, if people were like... Paul's really just kind of content. He's really going through it. You're like, is everything okay? Like, I don't know. It was like, what's that fucking song?
But I was, I remember doing the thing where I'm like playing it over. I'm da 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 da. And I'm going, what is it? And it was killing me. And I never got it. And then I finally did 10 years later.
So now everything is just bubblegums and cherries with you. You're just, everything's happy now.
I'm going to be, I mean, you're going to see a different me. You've only known me.
That's right.
To be this grouchy, grumpy,
curmudgeon-y
misanthrope. Yeah. That was all purely because of this.
That's great.
Because we met in 2015.
Yeah. You're knee-deep in it a year already.
Yeah, but now I'm going back to the sunny disposition that I had pre-2014.
What if you're also just like, yeah, you know, I'm not really into punk. It's not my thing anymore.
Well,
it's...
that way predates it, and I'm on record establishing that.
I would love a complete change. No more wearing black.
Nope, just listening to Debbie Boone. And
you're like, it's got a lot of good stuff.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, but I just it was so, I was so happy.
Yeah,
and the relief was so intense. I just was like, I want to talk about this on podcast.
Also,
I want to share it.
Not to bury it. I honestly thought you were in the mix started with Sweet Dreams because I was like 13 when it came out.
That was on their third album.
I thought that was their first debut album.
Yeah, maybe their second album, but definitely not the debut.
Definitely a different sound.
This is the album, the first and somewhat bigger hit is Never Gonna Cry Again.
I might know that.
Well, we watched the video for that on our second episode of the podcast.
Oh my God.
Or third, when we watched videos from the first few years of MTV.
We were babies.
Yeah, yeah. That's on this album.
But okay.
That's not like a super well-known song.
Yeah.
And it's the quote-unquote hit off of this album. So
yeah.
Yeah. But Belinda's actually better, I think. Belinda's a good...
This is that hot take.
Yeah, Belinda is actually better than Never Gonna Cry Again.
You don't know. You know, it's early Eurythmics, which is really the superior Eurythmics.
But also now, just from this experience, I like Belinda, I'm always going to have a soft spot for it. It's like, I love that song.
Yeah, now you know why.
Because of the way it made me feel in this specific weird instance.
It gave you relief when you needed it most.
Yeah, the pleasure it gave me for weird reasons.
Yeah.
It's always going to mean something to me.
I love that.
Yeah. And I do think it's better than the Perling Hiss song. But no, you know, no shade to
Very similar, though. Lawsuits.
I do wonder if it was a conscious homage or an unconscious plagiarism on Perling Hiss's
part. It's a great call. I don't know.
I'm not angry at them either way.
Same.
But if it was a conscious homage, I definitely love it more because it's such a sort of random song to be like.
It's a deep cut.
It is kind of like, technically a single, but pretty much a deep cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. Nice. I just wanted to present that.
I thank you for presenting.
That was a little amuse-bouche.
Yeah, for the real.
Before our business.
Real meal. Fuck yeah.
We have important business to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the music trivia quiz. This is the part of the mini episode when Kirk and I ask each other questions. From the music-themed expansion to the board game Trivial Pursuit, these questions were published in 1985, which means they're about music only from before 1985, which makes it a challenging music trivia quiz.
Yep.
I am candy eligible.
You are candy
eligible. The rules state that if either of us wins three times in a row,
yep,
he wins candy.
Yes.
Our mutual favorite candy.
Yes.
Which we will not name because they're not paying us.
No.
I won three times in a row.
Yeah.
I won candy.
Yeah.
The more we build on the streak, if you win four times in a row, you get candy again.
Yeah.
Five times in a row, candy again.
Boom.
Candy, candy, candy.
All up in your face. Until
the streak is broken.
Yes.
Last time we tied.
There's a push.
Which does not reset the streak.
No.
But I did not get candy for tying.
You didn't get them sweet, sweet candies.
So that means I am candy eligible for my second
pack
of candy, for my fourth win in the streak. So those are the rules.
Yep.
As a refresher for anyone listening. Since I'm defending my win, I'll ask you your questions first. Pick a card from the box.
Boom.
Thank you.
Let's do it.
Let's go. First category is cover notes. What animal is seen floating on the cover of Pink Floyd's Animals LP? I feel like this is iconic enough that you should know it whether or not you're a Pink Floyd
fan. I feel like it's a pig?
You're correct.
Okay.
It is a pig. Yes. Your mother should know. What carousel hit opens, quote, when we've tucked the kids in their downy beds and listened to each one pray?
There's no way I know this.
When we've tucked the kids in their downy beds and listened to each one pray. What are those the opening lyrics to?
From a musical Carousel. I know the name Carousel.
That's as far as I know Carousel as well.
I'm going to say Carousel.
Incorrect. When the children are asleep.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. 1950s. Does Elvis get killed in the movie Love Me Tender?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. Yeah!
1960s. Which Rolling Stone claimed, I follow a gentleman's pursuit? Which Rolling Stone claimed, quote, I follow a gentleman's pursuit?
I'm not going to get cute with it. I'm just going to say Mick Jagger.
Correct.
Okay.
You've hit par.
I've hit par.
You've got 3 out of 4 so far.
All right.
Two questions
left.
Anything
can happen.
After the Beatles, what group's 1977 Animals Tour featured a huge inflatable pig?
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd is correct.
All right.
Sometimes that happens.
Yep. Sometimes you get lucky.
And anything goes. What does a calypsonian singer make up on the spot that a calypso singer doesn't?
Lyrics.
Correct.
Woo!
5 out of 6.
That felt good.
5 out of 6.
Anything can happen.
I need a 100% for candy.
Yep.
And that has happened. It has happened.
It has
but
happened.
It has had happened very rarely.
Yes.
Once or twice, maybe.
Yep.
I have my work cut out for
yes.
me just for a push.
You're just looking for a push right now.
Yeah.
You never know. It's really what the card tells you.
Yep. That's the card.
This is it. This is the money card. Okay, yeah. Here we go. 5 to push, 6 for candies. Cover notes. What surf group was the biggest client for the Sea of Tunes production company?
The Beach Boys?
Correct.
Okay.
Mom, who has a Yankee Doodle sweetheart?
Yankee Doodle Dandy? Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle.
Incorrect. It's Yankee Doodle Boy.
Yankee Doodle Boy.
Yankee Doodle Boy.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So now we're going to push.
This, yes, I'm. I cannot get candy tonight.
You cannot get them sweet, sweet candies.
Yes.
50s. What two brother act was described in its early days as, quote, those harmonic hicks?
The Everly Brothers.
Correct. 60s. What James Brown biggie puts women's libbers in a tizzy?
It's a man's world. It's a man's world.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Is it 3 or 4 man's?
It is 3.
Okay, so I got it right.
After Beatles, what Roberta Flack smash ends with, your face, your face, your face, your face?
Your face.
The first time ever I saw your face.
Oh.
All right.
Streak. Broken.
Denied. Anything goes. What's the head joint connected to on an orchestral flute?
What's the head joint connected to?
Yeah.
The neck joint.
Oh, that's a good guess. The middle joint.
Okay.
The middle joint. Candy, so you're no God. Longer, you're no longer.
I only got one candy before you shut me down. That's I really pulled a Kirk on that one.
Ladies, he is not candy eligible.
I Kirked it.
You couldn't close on the candy.
No, I did. I closed on the candy.
Yeah, glory days. They'll pass you by, glory days.
Whatever, Kirk.
Feels good.
That's the end of the episode. Bye.
Bye.